Ulysses Campbell for Fantastic Forum. I've been a fan of the Black Panther for many years. When I was growing up, the vast majority of superheroes were Caucasian. The Panther was the first black superhero from a major comics publisher. Created by comics titans Stan the Man Lee and Jack King Kirby, the character debuted in April of 1966 in Fantastic Four number 52, and the guy was a total badass. A wealthy African king as well as a scientific genius, he single-handedly defeated Marvel's premier superhero team. Joining the Avengers in 1968, he continued to make appearances in other series, but it wasn't until 1973 when the character gained his own feature and began to come into his own. Jungle Action number 6 began what I consider to be the definitive Black Panther storyline, written by Don McGregor and illustrated by Rich Buckler, Gil Kane, and Billy Graham. And it is from this story arc that much of the new movie is drawn. The film is magnificent. It is an excellent depiction of the Afrofuturism genre and a welcome departure from the established formula that has been reinforced by recent Marvel Cinematic Universe entries. Black Panther is a groundbreaking movie that will hopefully set a new trend in the imitative Hollywood climate. Director Ryan Coogler, who co-wrote the screenplay with Joe Robert Cole, was a perfect choice for this material, and it's a wonderful creative vehicle for him to highlight his tremendous talent. Chadwick Boseman reprises the role of T'Challa, the Black Panther, as the character ascends to the throne of Wakanda following the death of his father, played by John Kane, in Captain America: Civil War. Boseman is an established talent after such films as 42 and Get On Up. His portrayal of T'Challa is no exception. Fittingly, the film boasts a predominantly African-American cast, and each and every one of the performers is outstanding. Danai Gurira, Lupita Nyong'o, and Letitia Wright continue the recent trend of prominent female characters in genre movies. They are joined by Andy Serkis, Forest Whitaker, Martin Freeman, Daniel Kaluuya, Winston Duke, and Sterling K. Brown. Particularly worthy of note was Michael B. Jordan as antagonist Eric Killmonger. Jordan has the distinction of having worked with director Coogler on his previous films, Fruitvale Station and Creed. Coogler seems to coax exceptional performances from Jordan, and he does so once again here. Jordan's Killmonger is a complex and engaging character who very nearly steals this movie. Black Panther is a great example of Marvel's world building, and it takes the audience to a heretofore unseen area of the Marvel Universe. Now, I mentioned the Afrofuturist genre earlier. Those of you who haven't heard the term or are unfamiliar with it will want to head for Google, because it perfectly describes the framework for this movie. The African nation of Wakanda is hidden from most of the world. Believed to be a poor third world country whose economy is agrarian, it is in actuality a technologically advanced paradise. What makes Wakanda unique is the presence of vibranium, an extraterrestrial supermetal found nowhere else on Earth. The film follows T'Challa as he fends off challenges, wrestles with his new role as king, and struggles to identify the place of Wakanda among the other nations of the world. As audiences have come to expect from Marvel, this movie is top shelf in every way. With a production budget reportedly in excess of $200 million, no expense has been spared. In addition to the usual great visual effects, Hannah Beechler's production design and the costumes by Hollywood veteran and twice Academy Award nominated Ruth E. Carter are particularly outstanding. Music fans are in for an additional treat with the movie soundtrack from rap star Kendrick Lamar, whose work accentuates the musical score of Ludwig Göransson. One complaint I've had with recent sci-fi and superhero movies is their length, and I understand that the director's cut for this movie was about 4 hours long. The 2-hour, 14-minute runtime doesn't seem excessive here, and I'm actually looking forward to watching the director's cut one of these days. Another complaint I've had is with regard to the relative suitability of these genre movies for younger viewers. With a PG-13 rating, you may take children to see this movie without reservation. The action never gets bloody or overly graphic, and there is no overt sexuality. I particularly recommend the film for black children. I think it's a good idea for them to see a superhero that looks like them. And I think the Black Panther is a wonderful role model. And you don't have to be black to enjoy this movie. I expect that audiences of all cultures will find something exciting and even thought-provoking here. Black Panther is a triumph for Marvel Studios, director Ryan Coogler, and black culture in Afrofuturism. The relatively few shortcomings are by far exceeded by its many strengths. The best representation I've seen of the black superhero and one of the best superhero movies of all time. 4 out of 4 stars. Fantastic Forum airs from 4 to 5 p.m. on Saturdays on WERA 96.7 FM in Arlington, Virginia.